Welcome to the Elite BSC Podcast, where our entire focus is helping commercial janitorial contractors succeed. You want a growing company, a thriving team, and healthy profits, and we are here to help. My name is Jordan Tong. I'm the founder of Elite BSC, a company dedicated to helping janitorial companies grow and thrive. I also serve as CEO and one of the owners of France Building Services. France is a janitorial company employing nearly 600 people. Since 2007, we grew from $1.5 million to more than $20 million in annual revenue and built what I think is one of the best teams in the world. The goal of Elite BSC in this podcast is to give owners in the industry a vision of where their company can be and the information and tools to get there. I want to share what I have learned over the years to make this a reality for you. Hey BSCs, Jordan Tong here, your host. So in the last couple of episodes, the first one I gave the story of our company, France Building Services, and then in the last episode, I talked a little bit about developing your ideal client profile. And the idea here is that you're trying to figure out who it is that you're wanting to go after if you decide to grow your cleaning business. So hopefully that's the case. So often we're trying to figure out not only who we want to go after, but who we want to say no to in the process. That's half of getting started in sales, is identifying who the client is and really who you're going to say no to in the process. So that being said, what I want to do is move on to the next step in the sales process. And this will take a few episodes, podcast episodes, to go through some of the sales and marketing process. And before I go any further with this, this is something that we use at our organization. So in the first episode I mentioned, we'll do probably just over $20 million in revenue this year. And the process that I'm laying out for you is exactly what we do here at our organization. There's nothing fancy or glamorous or sexy about our sales process. It's not even, you know, super advanced in terms of technology and that sort of thing. It's pretty old school. But it works and it's effective. So let's assume we've created our ideal client profile. The next thing we need to do is go out and find people that match that profile. Find people that fit the ideal client profile, that check the boxes of geography and size of account and vertical market segment, and build a list of those people. So now, here, so we've got two different things to keep in mind here. You've got companies, you're trying to identify buildings or companies that would be good clients for you, and you want to build out a list of those. And then the next step is going to be actually finding contact information within those customers or those clients. So in terms of building a list, step one is going to be identifying the companies. Step two is going to be identifying decision makers within those companies. So in this episode, we're going to just hone in on the finding the companies aspect of it. So there's a handful of things that you can do. And if you go over to our website, elitebsc.com, on the homepage, if you scroll down somewhere around the middle, there's some prospecting resources. And there's a handful of videos where I go into a lot of depth about this particular topic that we're talking about today on there, and we'll even have some screen shares and point you to some resources that can be helpful. So I just want to go down through a few what I think are helpful tidbits to help you get going in the list building process. Maybe there's different avenues or ways to build lists for your company in terms of sales and marketing lists. And this is something that we do here as well. We actually help some other janitorial companies with their sales and marketing processes. So we build lists a lot. And so the first thing that you can do, and this is the way that I first got started in compiling a list, is you can go out and purchase lists. So there's a handful of websites that let you do this. So Data Axel is one of those that used to be InfoUSA, or they bought InfoUSA. That was a website that I used a decent amount early on. Hoover's, which I believe is owned by Dun & Bradstreet, is another website that can be helpful in this regard. There's a few other options, and these typically usually pay per list, and so the cost is, you know, it's usually limited to a few $100s on compiling some of these lists. However, you can go to some of these bigger data platforms. There's one called Convex, I believe, that we looked into. Another one is ZoomInfo. These get pricey. I mean, they push up into the, you know, $1,500 a month plus range, which is a lot of money to build lists. but they are an option if it's something, you know, if your scope is much larger, you know, if you have a multi-state region you're wanting to search in, it may make sense for those. So that's going to be the first place, and it's a good first step in the process. It's not going to be comprehensive, so these lists are only as good as the data that they were drawn from and how up to date it was and that sort of thing. I've used some platforms that have less than optimal data on them. So we'll call that step one. So step two, and this is something we do a lot, is I want to find, let's say we're wanting to grow in a particular metropolitan area. I want to find either that metro area or that county that the metro area, the hub of it is, and I want to find the economic development website. It's usually an arm of the chamber or something like that, or it's attached to the chamber website. But usually the economic development website will have some lists on it or information on it about the businesses in the area. And often they have a long list of employers, all the major employers. Now, some of these sites have some really good information. Like I've seen in one small community that was probably, I don't know, maybe 100,000 people, 120,000 people, they had a list of like the top 50 or 60 employers. So like everyone that was over 100 employees, which was an amazing resource to find that. Like if I was wanting to prospect in that area, that list from the economic development website would make it super, super easy for me. So I would encourage you to check that out. Again, not all of these are going to have it, but a good majority of them will have that information on it. Something somewhat similar to this is there is a business journal newspaper. When I used to live in Nashville, I had a subscription to it. It was called the Nashville Business Journal. I don't know what the main website is, but you can look up Biz Journals or Business Journals, Biz Journal newspaper, and you may find it. And they came out with something every year where they called it their Book of Lists. And they would list like the top 50 accounting firms in the market. And these were only available in big markets. So we're talking, you know, Tampa, Houston, Dallas, New York, Louisville, which is close to me, Indianapolis, Nashville, you know, those sorts of markets. But they would come out with these lists of like top 50, top 20 lists of various kinds of organizations. So, like accounting firms, architecture firms, the best places to work. You know, they would have all these lists. But what you can find in that book of lists, and they actually have some subscription resources where you can actually search this information digitally on their sites, is you end up being able to find more companies and get some information about them to know if they meet your criteria. And again, you know, as I mentioned in the Ideal Client Profile podcast, the last episode, you're really looking for total number of employees and square footage. So there's certain minimums that you're going to need to get on those in order to get your minimum job size, whatever that is. And so we're looking for that information. The square footage information is often harder to come by. But the total number of employees is a little bit easier to come by. And so the Chamber of Commerce website and the Biz Journal website can often provide you with some information about total number of employees at various companies in their particular metropolitan area. So we've talked about building a list from a data website. We've talked about using the Biz Journals or the economic development websites. So there's two other things that we tend to look at when we're trying to list build. One of those is we use Google Maps. So this may sound a little bit odd, but it's actually, and it's very labor intensive. It's pretty a manual process. But in the old days, you would have to go out and drive around and you would find prospects. Like you'd see a building or a warehouse or whatever, and you're like, oh, that's something we would service, and you know, you write the name down and go back and do a little bit of research on it or go knock on the door there. Well, now you can do all of that digitally from your computer. You can get on Google Maps, you can look at area, you know, toggle over to the aerial view and zoom in on whatever metro area you want to. And you can just start scouring the landscape looking for big footprints of buildings. And we in particular would stress looking at parking lots. How big is the parking lot? How many cars are in the parking lot? How many cars could that parking lot hold? Which is going to give an indication of how many users are coming and going out of that building. And this can be really helpful. Also, you know, one of the ways this can be helpful is if you found some facilities from maybe the, let's say, the economic development website. You find some manufacturing facilities, for instance, and you go look one of them up. You're often going to find that it resides in a industrial park, and there's lots of other industrial facilities around that you weren't aware of, that it wasn't picked up on when you were building that initial list. So, and then we will often go down into the street view and look at the buildings. It's sort of like putting eyes on it to verify, yeah, we want this on our list. So Google Maps is really powerful. Like, this is, it's a super powerful tool. And you can even, there's some measurement tools that you can use on there where you can actually figure out approximately what the square footage is. And again, this just, this, all this prospecting work can be done at your desk. And it's super easy to do, and it does not cost much money. So the last piece in this, the last place that we're going to look for companies or prospects that might fit our ideal client profile, is what I would call like niche or specialty websites. So this isn't necessarily going to be the case for big office buildings necessarily. This is probably going to, you know, hit more things like schools and medical facilities in particular, is what I have in mind. But there are often specialty sites. I know there is one in particular for schools that it's a search site that if you go to it, you can put in your criteria and it will list every single private school in a particular geography that has, you know, X amount of students, and you can set what that number is. And as we've built a lot of lists for other people, this has been really helpful, and we use it every single time. And there's a similar website for public schools that does the exact same thing. And this is a way to add, depending on the size of your market, you know, anywhere from, you know, 5 or 10 up to 50, 60 different prospects to your list that would be difficult to go and track down somewhere else. And I know in the medical field, there's similar websites, there's association websites, you know, different surgery centers, maybe you're part of a coalition or a group of surgery centers. And so you're able to find some data on some of these niche websites. So whatever particular niche you're looking at, maybe it's a manufacturing or maybe it's schools or medical facilities or government or public venue, usually you're going to be able to find some type of niche website that may or may not have some data or information that may prove helpful in your search phase. So the last item I'll do in addition to these, and this is maybe a little bit of a bonus in terms of building your list, is I would utilize your current management workforce that's out in the field every night managing, you know, various buildings that your company takes care of. And ask them, and maybe even compensate them for, hey, if there's a building on your route or in your area or next to a current customer that we don't currently service, write it down. And because they're out and about in all of the places that you're already cleaning. And maybe, you know, maybe you give a little small fee, a little payout for every viable prospect they bring back. But this is another good way to just, again, you're scraping all the possible sources in order to build as comprehensive of a prospect list that you can. So this may seem, you know, pretty labor intensive. It doesn't feel very marketing savvy, etc. But in our industry, we have a very select few number of clients that are ideal clients for us. And so it is better for us, instead of taking a shotgun approach to marketing, it is better for us to really dial in, understand who the prospect is, go find that limited number of prospects in my market that I want to do business with, identify them, and then we'll begin pursuing contact information for decision makers in the next step. So I hope this is helpful to you. We have resources on our website, elitebsc.com, that we have articles and videos that talk about all of this sort of thing on there. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, there is a download where you can get information that's it's like a playlist of videos that we've done in the past on this, along with some screen shares, and that can be helpful. In the next episode, we're going to move on to the next phase, and that's finding contacts in a facility, and we'll talk through a few strategies on how to do that, how to get that information, and I hope you found this valuable, and we'll see you on the next episode. If you found the information in this podcast helpful, please like and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're using. If you would like more resources or help to grow your cleaning company, head over to elitebsc.com. We have loads of articles, videos, free tools, coaching options, and a lot more. If your company is greater than $500K in revenue and you want to take your learning experience to the next level, check out our mastermind group. You can learn more about that at elitebsc.com/mastermind.